Namaskar, that means I salute the divinity within you with my mind and all the love of my heart. So I'm Dhanaveda Pragyananda, and we're going to do another episode of our podcast series called DharmaCast. So today I chose a subject which is called Living in the Material World. And what do I mean by that? I'm talking about how we can balance our pursuits in life, our material pursuits, so getting along with the different obligations that we have in the world, and with our spiritual goal and spiritual practices. How can we balance them? How can we do justice to both of these things? So in some cases, we find that there is an imbalance in life, whether it could be in a person or even in a whole society. Some people are what we would call materialists, that everything is, their whole focus is on the material world, getting along, working their job, and all the mundane pursuits. And they don't really have time, or they don't even have an intention of developing their subjectivity, their inner side, their spiritual side. And some people are what we would call idealists, in the sense that they live in the mental and spiritual world, but they're not really well connected with things happening on the ground. So each extreme is not really the ideal, at least in the spiritual practice that I'm doing now, because my teacher has always emphasized that we have to have self-realization. We should pursue our spiritual activities until we reach the supreme goal, and we should also do some service for the society. So we can't do service for society if we don't have connection with the physical world. So we have to do both of them. In a sense, we're like jugglers with two balls in the air. We have to keep them both in the air. We can't let the material pursuits fall to the ground, or we can't let the spiritual pursuits fall to the ground. So how can we do this? There's a simple solution to this task, and it's summed up in one word, which is called madhuvidya. So madhuvidya is a compound of two Sanskrit parts. Madhu means honey or sweet, and vidya means knowledge. So it's sweet knowledge. So what is that sweet knowledge? The sweet knowledge is that all things of the universe, even the densest, crudest matter, all things of the universe, and the subtle things also, are expressions of one supreme consciousness. This is the idea. So if we can understand this, that everything that we touch, everything that we move, everything that we come in contact with, is actually God. God in a metamorphosed form, so that supreme consciousness has become your son, your daughter, your friend, your enemy, has become the flower, has become the trees, has become the grass. So everywhere we go, we're touching that supreme consciousness. So you have to live in the world. You get up and you start moving and you start working. And what is work? Work is, according to physics, is the displacement of an object. We move an object from one place to another. That's called work. So we're moving the object, but if we have spiritual view, we're taking madhuvidya in mind, we're remembering something, that sweet knowledge, remembering that object that we're carrying is the supreme consciousness. And then we move it. And we place it. Where do we place it? We place it also in the supreme consciousness. So if we can remember that, then what happens is that our physical acts become spiritualized in a sense. Our physical acts become spiritual. It becomes meditation in action. So this is the trick of how to keep the two balls juggling, how to keep the material obligations going, but at the same time, we're not losing sight of our spiritual goal. And there is also another phrase that we have, which also encapsulates this concept. We say at least my teacher says, and I say it also, we say that we should have a subjective approach with objective adjustment. Subjective approach with objective adjustment. So what does that mean? So I'll start with the objective adjustment. It means that we have to adjust to the needs of the world around us. So if you have an appointment and you have to be there at 9 o'clock, then you should be there at 9 o'clock. So we have a lot of things that we have to adjust to. This is how we have to get along in the world. If we don't do that, then we're not going to be able to function properly. But getting to the appointment at 9 o'clock is not the goal of my life. So what is the goal of my life? The goal of my life is to reach the Supreme Consciousness, to reach union with the Supreme Consciousness. And that's union, it's called yoga. That's what yoga is all about. So that's the goal of my life. It's a subjective concept. It's a subjective matter. And that's really what I'm aiming for. So even when I'm doing all my physical work, I'm making adjustment with the physical world, I still have that ever-riding goal in front of me. So this is the idea. So we should have subjective approach. Our ultimate goal is that union with the consciousness. But while we're doing that, we should maintain a nice balance and adjustment with the physical world. And this is what living in the material world means for a yogi. And there is a little poem. It's quoted in a book by my teacher, Sri Sri Anandamurti. And it's a quoted passage. It's from somebody, and I asked somebody who that could be, an expert on that, and he said it was the poet Ram Prasad, he was a Vaishnava poet who lived around 500 years ago. So here's what he said about this. I like it very much. He said, "Whatever you speak or do, forget him never. Keeping his name in your heart, work, remembering it is for him, an endlessly active drift in bliss." So him is that Supreme Consciousness. So you should keep that Supreme Consciousness in mind, whatever you're doing, and just work, do your work. But remember, it is for that Supreme Consciousness. And while you're working, he said, endlessly active, drift in bliss. So this is the goal of our life. We want to drift in that bliss. We want to realize that Supreme Consciousness. And we may be working in the physical world while we're doing that, but our goal is to remember that Supreme Consciousness. And if you remember that Supreme Consciousness, you will drift in bliss. So this is a short little podcast for today, but remember that and try to practice it. So when you walk in your office, remember where you're walking. You're walking into that Supreme Consciousness. You lift up your pen. The pen is that Supreme Consciousness. You put it to the paper. It's the Supreme Consciousness. You type on the computer. That's also the Supreme Consciousness. So do your work, do your activities, do them nicely, but remember the ultimate, and remember the ultimate. Now there's one more thing which I want to emphasize too. So you say, wow, that's pretty simple. I can do that. I don't have to sit down and meditate. I don't have to do my yoga postures. I don't have to do anything. I just have to do this. So some people say, yeah, I will just be a karma yogi in the sense that they will try to spiritualize their life activities. But I want to tell you one thing. If you want to be successful in doing this Madhu Vidya, if you want to be very successful in applying that spiritual knowledge to all your mundane activities, the best way to get success is to sit down in the morning and concentrate and meditate on the Supreme Consciousness using your meditation method. If you do that meditation in a concentrated way every day for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever, then it will give you the possibility to carry it over into your daily work. So do your morning and evening meditation, get charged up, get put in the right direction, and then go out and work in the world, an endlessly active drift in bliss. So that's the end of the podcast for today, but we'll be back with some more. So visit us at dharmacast.com or any other place where this podcast is syndicated. And I hope to be in touch with you soon. And once again, namaskar.